This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net here at the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, California. I'm here with Marcus Maki, who is the development director at game company Remedy. Welcome to the podcast, Marcus.
Thank you.
Now tell us why you're here at Intel.
We're here to preview our game with the Intel quad-core processors. So I was in the keynote at IDF, just showing a glimpse of our game and what we can do on four CPU cores.
Now, this game is called Alan Wake. Go ahead and give us some background in regards to the plot of the actual game itself.
So, Alan Wake is a writer who comes to the small and quiet town of Bright Falls to heal his insomnia, but his writing and his nightmares then start to turn real. The light is going to be an important element. As you can see from the, like, if you look at the technology we have, all of the light is completely dynamic, and we're also building that the technology and the gameplay in that sense, so that light will be used to sort of make it safer or defeat Wake's enemies, those shadowy men who haunt his nightmares. And that's why, for example, daytime will be a safer time for him to explore, and nighttime is the time of the threat and
is it because of the fact that it's difficult to see these enemies at night, or is it in some way these enemies are weakened by light sources?
That's a part. The enemies will be weakened by light. They come out at night when it's dark, and then you can use the light to defeat them.
So in that case, I mean, there's going to be some sort of strategy involved in regards to moving around that.
Yes, of course. We are trying to add a second layer to the combat there in the game, so you can prepare. For example, use movable lights to prepare locations and like sort of defend a bit and so on. It's,
right, using light as a weapon in the game.
Yeah, so that's one of the critical layers we're trying to put here, so that it would not just be a straight shoot 'em up.
This is being developed for.
We're developing it for PC and the Xbox 360.
Once again, go ahead and elaborate more on the plot of the game.
We're building a fairly sort of open world for the players to explore, and then we have this main story that drives the player to find new challenges, drives him forward in the game world as well.
So is this a Resident Evil or Silent Hill type game?
That could be a one interpretation, but we're aiming more towards the thriller aspect, not so much to the horror genre than that Resident Evil and Silent Hill are doing. And we definitely will have action as a key element as well. We're best known for our previous titles, Max Payne and Max Payne 2, and so we'll stick part of that ingredient into the game, and then part of the psychological thriller ingredient, and mix that back up, and there you have it.
Yeah. Is there going to be some slow-mo action in this game as well, just like Max Payne 2?
I don't know.
Or is that something you can't reveal at this point?
I'm not going to reveal that yet, but obviously bullet time was Max Payne's thing, and we're going to have new tricks to show in this game.
It's supposed to be having some realistic interactive environments as well implemented into the game. Is this going to be something like a GTA?
I think we're trying to head a bit away from the sort of GTA area, so, and do something a bit different. It's so heavily story-based and character-driven, and we basically can't, in the context, do like steal cars and stuff like that. It just wouldn't suit the style of the story and the setting that well. But definitely, it will be open for the players to do some things and explore the world and find new locations. And we're not revealing all of the what you can do there yet, but.
How is it like developing for the quad-core processors?
I think it's easier this time around. Obviously, the amount of technology you need is growing constantly, so in that sense, it's much harder, but it's easier to develop for those two platforms, the Xbox and PC, because of the similar APIs, the similar tool chains we can use for developing the game. So,
and is this going to be one player? Is there going to be some type of multiplayer online play as well?
We're doing a one single player game only. So,
okay.
But obviously it's an Xbox game, so there are going to be some live features as well. But more about those in the future.
No release date has been announced yet. Right?
Yes, that's correct. We like to sort of make our games good. And just when we're sure when we're gonna ship, we'll tell all of you.
How early in development is Alan Wake?
If I would tell you, would that give you the release date? we've been developing it for quite a while, but also we're a small team, and it's not like we need to churn these games out every 18 months, so we just want to take our time, make it properly, and when it ships, it's gonna blow everybody away.
Anything else that's unique in regards to this game?
I think there's a lot of unique stuff, but it's a thriller, so we also must keep up the suspense in what we really reveal at this point in time.
So. Don't want to give away everything at this point. Okay, is there going to be a demo available on Xbox Live?
We'll definitely do a demo when it's the right time.
Okay, Marcus, thanks a lot for joining us on the podcast. Good luck with the game. I'll make sure to go ahead and check it out.
Thank you.